The report is titled Exotic Exploitation: How the U.S. Pet Trade Threatens Global Wildlife. As exotic animals increasingly appear in viral videos and influencer content, scientists warn is helping fuel global demand. An exotic pet's journey often begins in the jungle. They are captured alive and transported thousands of miles away to a U.S. home. Researchers say that what appears to be an innocent hobby is destabilizing the ecosystem and is a major driver of the global extinction crisis. Diane DuBois is a senior scientist with the Center for Biological Diversity and works in the International Wildlife Program.
We acquired about 9 years of US federal wildlife trade data, and we decided to really pull out the animals that the US is both importing and exporting for the pet trade.
What the researchers found was staggering.
On average, the US imports more than 90 million live animals a year for the pet trade and exports about 17 million.
More than 248 million animals were captured directly from the wild and brought into the United States as pets.
And a lot of those animals are taken out of biodiversity hotspots in Southeast Asia and South America.
The report notes that the U.S. is not just a consumer, it is also a global supplier. More than 17 million live animals are exported from the U.S. each year, including turtles, one of the most threatened groups of vertebrates worldwide. Even familiar animals are part of the trade. Millions of live goldfish are exported out of the United States annually, feeding a global ornamental fish market that researchers say spreads invasive species and disease. DuBois says the visibility fuels demand.
We're really seeing social media kind of perpetuate and grow this trend because somebody sees a video of somebody holding a cute animal in their home and then wants that for themselves.
The report emphasizes that most buyers do not intend to cause harm.
We do think that so many of these purchases are totally innocent, and people probably really do want to know the harm that this could cause. And, you know, these numbers have never been in front of anyone before.
But DuBois says consumers often cannot tell where animals really come from.
It's actually really difficult to trace these supply chains. Even if it's labeled as captive bred, that animal may have come out of the wild.
And the ecological damage can't be undone.
At the Center for Biological Diversity, we are so passionate about wildlife. We absolutely can understand the desire to look at these really cool animals all day. But I think people may not understand that that can come at the expense of not getting to see them in the wild anymore.
The Center for Biological Diversity urges consumers to avoid buying exotic pets altogether and calls on lawmakers to ban the import and export of wild-caught animals.
Really question that decision. We really want to see wild animals stay in the wild.
The report also recommends a stronger enforcement of wildlife laws, improved tracking, and a positive list system limiting which species can legally be kept as pets. DuBois says the future of wildlife isn't just in the hands of policymakers. It is shaped by everyday choices.
One simple thing that everybody can do is just don't watch or promote videos of exotic pets on social media.
Researchers say reducing demand from refusing exotic pets to stopping the sharing of viral videos will help slow the trade and give vulnerable species a chance to coexist. Clenimber Torres for KPFA News.